StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined by a Storm Lake High School graduate, Aaron Brock, who wrapped up just a few weeks ago the Rio Olympics as the athletic trainer for the U.S. of A. men's volleyball team. Aaron, you know, the last time you and I did an interview was after Beijing. You won gold back in 2008, and this year it was a bronze medal. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Chris. Always nice to talk with you. It was nice to get on the podium. Obviously, you referenced the Beijing gold medal. That was pretty sweet indeed, and would have liked to have gotten back there at the top of the podium, but third place, bronze medal, not too bad.
You know, it's funny, the morning of the bronze medal match, it was the Lake Creek Country Club tournament, and I saw your dad on the tee box, your father, yeah. Steve, and I said, Steve, I was watching this morning on TV, we're down two sets to none, and I said, and then all of a sudden you guys came back.
Yeah, we came back. It was a really gutsy game by us. It was a really roller coaster type of tournament for the men's team. The women's team was ranked number one in the world, and they kind of cruised through pool play pretty well and won their quarterfinal game but got beat in the semifinals, so they found themselves in a bronze medal match as well. And on the men's side, we started out down two games to zero and one more loss, and we were pretty much out of the tournament and not even getting a chance to get into the medal rounds. So we kind of had our backs up against the wall right away. We ended up beating the number one team in the world, Brazil, obviously in Brazil, so that was a nice win for us. Won a couple more pool play matches. Kind of just snuck out of pool play and then won our quarterfinal game. Got into the semifinal game. We really, really had Italy there. We were just a couple points away from winning that match and going to the gold medal match, and we let it slip away. So that's a little disappointing and a little sting every time you think of it, but we battled back for the bronze, so it's always nice to finish with a win.
Yeah, especially, as you said, starting pool play with back-to-back losses. And, I mean, if you don't knock off Brazil, I mean, holy smokes, things may have been real sour.
Yeah, and you know, the last Olympics in 2012, we lost in the quarterfinal game, which was pretty devastating. It doesn't, you know, you don't get a chance to even get into the medal rounds, and so everybody was obviously disappointed in that. And you have to wait four more years to even get a shot at that game again. Mm-hmm. And so fortunately, we did you know, sneak out of pool play there, and we took care of business against Poland in the quarterfinal game, and we were grooving pretty well. Just couple things didn't go our way in that semifinal game, and it got away from us.
Aaron, you know, you're in your, what, 11th year, I think it is, as the athletic trainer for our U.S. men's national team. You say you got to wait four more years until the next games. Would this be, is there a downtime for you? You come back from Rio. What do you do in the quote-unquote off season?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so I oversee USA Volleyball's medical and performance team as a whole, but as you'd mentioned, I'm the athletic trainer for the men's team specifically. So hands-on, day-to-day, I'm taking care of all the men's indoor players. But administratively, I oversee the program as a whole, even from the performance side. So there's a lot of administrative work that comes my way, bringing some of that back burner material up to the front during this off season. So there's a lot of coordinating, a lot of planning, a lot of reviewing. Because I have my hand in and I oversee not just the medical side of our operation, but like I'd mentioned, the performance side as a whole. So it encompasses nutrition, psychology, strength training, and all things performance. So I work really closely with our coaching staff, you know, and have created and collaborated with a really nice group of professionals, from dietitians to you know, to psychologists, to strength and conditioning specialists, and across the board from the medical side of things. So it's a pretty big operation that we're working with here, and so fortunately we do have this time now as our off season to kind of work more on the administrative side of things. I always am trying to get better, both as a person and as a professional, so I do a lot of continuing education, seminars, conferences, and different educational opportunities, so this time of year is really good for that. We don't travel again until next May, so I'm here in Anaheim at our headquarters. I just had an athlete who had surgery last Friday, so I'm doing some rehabilitation with him before he goes over to Italy to play professionally in a few weeks. I got a handful of athletes who aren't overseas right now. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. We don't have a pro league here in the U.S., so all of our players, men's and women's players, go to other countries and play professional volleyball since there's not an opportunity to play professional volleyball here in the United States. So after the summer season for Team USA ends, all of our athletes scatter throughout the world. to go play pro ball. And so they're all doing that right now, or at least most of them are. So definitely a quieter time for me around here.
Yeah.
Still in the office, like I said, doing a lot of different things, but it's at a more leisurely pace, a lot more flexibility, you know, spending a lot more time with the family and taking a little bit slower go of it. So it's a welcomed reprieve from the busy travel summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife Kelly and three children loving having you at home, because
I don't know if they're just trying to make me feel good about myself, but it seems like they like having me around.
Oh goodness. But you know, it's interesting you say that there's no pro volleyball, that these athletes, in order to continue to compete, have to spread out across the country. That's interesting to know. And I also love your comment about continuing education. Of course, you grew up high school years in the 90s, early 90s, mid-90s here in Storm Lake, and then you went to Iowa for your bachelor's and master's degrees. It doesn't stop there for you, does it?
No, it doesn't. And on the formal education side, you can always kick around a doctorate.
I wondered about that. Yeah.
But you know what? I think right now the actual, formal education lines post-master's degree don't interest me as much as what practically makes me better in my job. And so I like to pursue things that make me better from a practical standpoint. I've been diving into some leadership courses and some different things there that make me a better leader and a better administrator, not only from the hands-on kind of medical skills and knowledge side, but also from the personal and professional development side. So it never stops. And in my profession, as is many professions, there's an endless amount of information to know, especially for me when I'm overseeing a program that encompasses, like I'd mentioned, some of the other areas of performance. I mean, the amount of research that's getting pumped out in the world of psychology and strength and conditioning and medicine and all these things, it takes quite a bit to stay on top of that sort of thing. So I take that pretty seriously, trying to stay on top of my game. I'm obviously surrounded by some of the best in the world at doing what they do, and I think that's motivated me to try to be the best that I can be. And when you're surrounded by people working hard and trying to be the best they can be, it kind of makes you want to do the same. So it's never ending.
Visiting with Storm Lake graduate Aaron Brock, who had his heyday back in the mid-90s. But let me ask you this. You were a four-sport athlete at Storm Lake High School. When you are around the best of the best in their sport, what is it like, and what is their work ethic like? I mean, when you talk to your children, when I talk to my kids, what kind of information or what kind of words can you share with us that you see on a daily basis when they're gearing up for the big games?
Yeah, I think the two things that I just like to focus on, and this comes from our coaching staff, our team psychology staff, and just as a team culture, we like to focus on attitude and effort. Their attitude and their effort are going to most likely dictate their success, regardless of the physical traits they have. So that's what I kind of preach to my kids is, you have a good attitude and you work as hard as you can and do the best you can. And I really don't like to focus on results. It's really hard in this society, and just in general, the competitive nature of sports. You're always wanting to focus on wins and trophies and medals and those kinds of things. And obviously that's important. That's mostly why we're doing what we do. But I like to just focus on the process rather than the results. And so for my kids and our athletes here, if they're working hard and they have a good attitude, they're being a good teammate, then I think they're doing everything you've asked them to do and everything they can do. And that's going to maximize their physical gifts as well. So that's what we, for the most part, see around here. It's people working as hard as they can, doing everything they can to be as good as they can be. And even though that might look different with my kids, I don't think they're going to be 6'10". It's unlikely. So I don't know on the physical side of things if they're going to be in the position that our athletes are. But nonetheless, they can still have a good attitude and work hard. So that's what we focus on.
Man, that's awesome. And I could go on forever here, but my oldest son, Bo, is in seventh grade. So he's playing his first, real junior high game. And it's next Tuesday. So attitude and effort. Can you even remember your seventh grade football coach at Storm Lake?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, jeez. Putting you on the spot, aren't I?
Golly. I mean,
It's been a while.
Mr. Blanchard was there.
Oh, John Blanchard, you know, yeah.
John back in the day, coaching some junior high stuff. Man, yeah. Those were the days. Holy cow. I mean, I remember my high school days pretty well, but junior high is digging kind of deep.
And lastly, how was your Rio experience? And, you know, unfortunately, in the media, sometimes they focus on the negative. What was it like for you in Brazil? What was your experience?
Yeah, that's a question I get quite a bit. I started my own website called sportsmedatc.com, and it's really in its infancy, and it's just hosting my blog because I get a lot of questions, so I thought maybe I'd start a little blog. I need to do a kind of an Olympics wrap-up on that blog, but initially when we were getting ready for the Olympics, I threw a blog post out there because, just like you said, there's so much negativity surrounding these Olympics, and, you know, this is my fourth go-around on Olympics, and every time there are all the negative possibility stories out there in the media. For some reason, it's very, very popular to go that direction as the Olympics are drawing near. And this year really kind of warranted some of those stories. There were a lot of issues potentially looking at the games. But for me, none of it really was substantial enough to take away from the excitement and just the kind of that Olympic spirit. And so it was a little disappointing just every time you turn on the news, there's just some other story, you know, kind of ripping up the Rio Organizing Committee. And so, you know, you go in kind of, you know, prepared for the worst but hoping for the best. But I'll be honest, it was absolutely amazing. It was so well organized, so well run. The events were great. The organizing committee did a great job. The village was okay. You know, it wasn't the best village that I've been in. Fortunately, though, for us, we stayed in a hotel this time. We were in the village for 5 days, and we moved to a hotel that was closer to our arena. Logistics were kind of tough. You know, traffic could be pretty bad, and so for us, from a logistical standpoint, we thought it would be better if we stayed in a hotel that was closer to our arena. So that's what we did. So we didn't stay in the village too long, but we were there. It was okay, you know, not terrible. It was certainly livable, and the food was okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the big thing for me was just, you know, Rio's, you know, a little rough around the edges. And I read a good quote that said Rio's not for beginners. You know, if you're a beginner traveler or you've never really, you know, been out of the country, you know, it's a little rough around the edges. I think that adds character and a little adventure to it, but certainly you got to keep your antennas up because some things can happen there. And so you're kind of waiting for that, or geez, with the way the world's going with all these isolated all these isolated incidents, you worry about something like that. So when all of the games went off without a big glitch, I mean, I was just so happy for the organizing committee, so happy for the Olympic movement in general. We had such a great experience. So Rio, Brazil is such a great, festive, fun-loving country, and they, you know, really know how to have fun, and they put on a great event. So a little bit relieved when you got home, like, oh my gosh, after all that negative stuff, everything went great.
Yeah.
Big sigh of relief. And yet, you know, that's kind of the way it is every time, you know, so I shouldn't be too surprised. But so I really don't have anything bad to say about it. It was a great experience.
Well, with that said, we need to wrap it. I'd love to have a beer with you sometime and sit down and talk some more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't have to talk me into that too hard. I like a good cold beverage.
Good cold one, yeah. All right, my friend, great to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time. And I know on Facebook, your wife, Kelly, shared a picture of you with the bronze medal around your neck that one of the volleyball players let you use for a picture and a photo op, which I thought was that was so cool. I mean,
it's fun.
Man, it is. Hey, you have a great one, okay, Aaron? Hey,
Chris. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. One more time, plug that website and blog you have.
Yeah, it's SportsMedATC. So SportsMedATC.com. And man, I'm going to be honest, I am no technological genius. And so this website stuff has been a little bit
slow
over my head. Yeah. So So the expectation is just to kind of have that website available for resources for any athlete who's interested in any kind of performance enhancement or kind of injury prevention types of programs. I'm hoping to just kind of put some stuff up there as a resource for athletes from a performance and medical standpoint. So somewhere along the way, I'll get that up there. Right now, there's, you know, a few blog entries and, you know, I guess that's about it.
Well, you have a little more time right now. That's for sure.
That's right.
Aaron,
that's
thanks again.
Chris, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, look forward to it. Storm Lake graduate Aaron Brock joining us right here today on StormLakeRadio.com.